Her name was Rokari Kem. Upon initial perusal, she did not look like the leader of millions who led a rebellion to topple a reign of 1,000 years. Rokari Kem was slightly built, humanoid, with elongated limbs and a tranquil demeanor. Her skin was a lovely shade of blue. Her hair, long and straight and shiny, falling almost to her hips, blue-green and woven with colorful ribbons. While she listened to the question from the Chevin interviewer, Kem appeared almost languid. So still was she as she concentrated. And then she spoke.
"But you see, Perry,"
Kem said, her large green eyes wide as she leaned forward and gestured with her three-fingered hands.
"Words are important. In and of themselves, they are simply noises or symbols etched on stone or in the sand."
"So you are censoring free speech, as the Minyavish government in exile has stated?"
questioned the Chevin. She looked sad rather than angry and shook her head.
"No, because we respect words far too much. My people have a long tradition of never speaking anything that is untrue, as you may know."
"That seems hard to believe,"
the Chevin, Perry Needmo, well-known Holonews star, said, his eyes kind even as he expressed his dubiousness.
"Deception seems to be a part of every being, in some form or another, whether it be intentional or not."
Rokari Kem smiled, her great green eyes crinkling, her small, pert nose upturned.
"We do not even have a word for it in our language. If words cannot be trusted, what then? All we believe in spins into chaos. The Jessar creation myth tells us that with the naming of things, they came into being, and the Jessar were charged with never violating the creative power of the word."
"Rokari,"
she waved her hand, smiling.
"Please, call me Roki. Everyone does."
"Roki, then. Let me ask you about your silence oath. I've heard about this. Slaves who were planning to escape never lied about their intentions. Instead, they stayed silent, even when they were beaten to death. Is that right?"
She nodded sadly.
"Even when it might mean the deaths of themselves or others, they never spoke what was not. They simply chose not to speak at all. Some Minyavish understood this and were merciful to their slaves. Others were not. And it is this history, this..."
She struggled for words.
"This is why I have insisted that the Minyavish depart our world. There is too long a history of hate, of violence between our peoples."
"Some would argue that this is their world too."
"It is. It is both our worlds. But we have only ever shared Karis as masters and slaves. The Jessar do not know how to be other than slaves when interacting with the Minyavish, and with those who enslaved us still on our world."
She sighed and shook her head, the colorful ribbons catching the lights of the studio.
"No, Perry. We must be alone to discover who we are when our heads are not bowed. And we cannot do that while our former oppressors are still on Karis. Nor can the Minyavish truly wash themselves clean of the stain of what they have done while they still gaze upon us."